Made it good.
Was there a certain time of the year that you slaughtered?
Yeah, in the winter time, usually about November, December. Catch the weather right, good and cold. Oh, that's when they butchered them, but it was mostly in about December, I'd say, long in there. November and December. Just wonder what time you got them in the field and got that and the weather.
Did you just kill them one at a time, or did you get it all over with?
We killed them all. About kill them all today and know what we're going to kill. About five or six of them. They'd dress, I imagine, around 200 pounds, something like that. Kill them and get some hip in here to help get it over with today. Of course, lots of time we had the lard and the sausage the second day to make up, dry up.
Did you have a hand in making that sausage?
Oh, yeah. Ground it by hand and I stuffed it by hand.
What did you put in it?
Put salt, red pepper, and black pepper or whatever you wanted in it to season it. A lot of folks put sage in it, but I never did care for sage.
What's that?
That's some kind of flavor and stuff that you put in there. Grind it up. It's little fine leaves. I mean, it's leaves, and you grind them leaves up, parch it, and grind it up, put it in there. Makes it taste old. Got an old taste to it. That sage does. I don't like it.
I wonder why people put it in.
Some of them like it. But we never did put it in ours.
How'd you like hard killing time? Was it a lot of work?
Oh, yeah, a lot of work and a lot of good eating there. I enjoyed it. Especially the first day. Now, the second day, you done got filled up on all that fresh meat and all, and you didn't care where you worked or not.
I guess that could be a problem.
Yeah, it could.
How long did the hard killing time last?
No, it was about once a year, and it was over with about a couple of days. Yeah.
How old did you say you were, Mr.?
71.
And the last thing that you did before you retired, you said you were a brickmaker?
Brickmaker, yes, sir. Brickmaker.
Did you do a lot of work around this area, or?
Well, not that smart of it. Out here in Evergreen, Andalusia, around like that. Most of it was in Florida and Georgia. Over in Fort Rooker. Not Fort Rooker, but that army base over in Georgia. Fort Benning.
That's kind of close to
Columbus.
Right.
And over here to all in there around Dothan, on into Panama City, Fort Walden, on back up. Oh, I'd say Crestview and Funiac and all in there and around different places. Just wherever the biggest money was, that's where I went.
You were kind of independent? You weren't with the...
Uh-huh. Well, while I was working for a contractor, but some of them paid more than others.
What was it you built? Was it houses or?
Any and everything. Houses, commercial buildings, things like that.